Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And I have to jump in, and I appreciate your call. We're going to go live now to Mayor Bloomberg on the shooting at the Empire State Building earlier today.
I'm here with Police Commissioner Kelly, Chief of the Department Joe Esposito, and Christine Quinn, the Speaker of the City Council and whose district we are in. Commissioner Kelly will fill you in on more of the details, but earlier this morning, a little after 9 a.m., a man who had been fired from his job about a year or so began shooting near the Empire State Building, but out on the street. He killed one person, and at least nine other people were shot, and some may have been shot accidentally by police officers who responded immediately, and while confronting the suspect and fatally shooting him, unfortunately, there may have been other victims as well. All of those are not seriously wounded, and there is no expectation that any of them will do anything other than recover quickly. I ask everyone to keep the victims in their thoughts and in their prayers. This is a terrible tragedy, and there's no doubt that the situation would have been even more tragic but for some extraordinary acts of heroism. Every day, as you know, our police officers put their lives on the line to protect us. They did so again today, responding immediately, and they were joined by a number of civilians whose bravery and assistance probably also saved lives. And New York City, as you know, is the safest big city in the country, and we're on pace to have a record low number of murders this year. But we are not immune to the national problem of gun violence. Let me now turn it over to Commissioner Kelly. Ray?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to stress that what we have is preliminary information and it's an ongoing investigation, of course. At 9:03 this morning, in front of 10 West 33rd Street, a disgruntled former employee of a company at that address shot and killed a former co-worker, striking him three times. The subject, Jeffrey Johnson, age 53, then fled eastbound on West 33rd Street to Fifth Avenue when he walked northbound along the curb line with a .45 caliber handgun secreted in a black bag that he had under his arm. A construction worker who had followed Johnson from West 33rd Street alerted two uniformed police officers who were on post in front of the Empire State Building's Fifth Avenue entrance as part of our counterterrorism coverage. As the two officers approached Johnson, he pulled his .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol from his bag and fired on the officers, who returned fire, killing him. An additional nine individuals were either wounded or grazed during the exchange, six of whom were removed to Bellevue Hospital and three to New York Presbyterian Cornell Medical Center. All are not likely to die. Johnson had been employed for 6 years at Hazan Imports, H-A-Z-A-N Imports, as a designer of women's accessories. During a downsizing at the company about a year ago, Johnson was laid off. In a dispute with one of the former employees of Hazan, in front of the building, Johnson produced the pistol and fired at close range, striking his 41-year-old victim in the head. We're withholding the victim's identity until family notifications can be made. The area in and around the Empire State Building remains an active crime scene, with Fifth Avenue closed from just below 42nd Street to 33rd Street. 33rd Street is closed between Madison Avenue and the Avenue of Americas. 34th Street is closed between 7th and Madison Avenue. Mr. Mayor.
Let me just stress that this is the beginning of an investigation. There were a lot of people that were injured. Two are dead. The perpetrator and his victim, nobody else, thank God. The rest is we're doing an investigation. We'll be happy to take a few questions, but I'm not sure we know any more than what I've just said. Yes, sir. He does not appear to have a criminal record, but it is at the very beginning of our investigation. We don't know very much about him. We're just starting the investigation. We're trying to fill you in because the public is concerned, and they should be. But we just don't know yet about the victim or what interaction had occurred, whether there was any between the victim and the murderer. Yes, miss?
Children that were shot?
Do we know the ages of anybody?
Yes, the shooter was 53 years of age. The person who was killed is 41 years of age.
Any of the others?
There are no children, no children who were shot, I would say, and no elderly people, people in middle age range.
How many men have you written?
I'm sorry?
How many men have you written?
I believe there are two women and seven men.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Walked a block, maybe. Yeah, something like that. Because the police were there on their usual counterterrorism assignments, saw this, went after him. A construction worker helped identify them. They approached. The guy pulled a gun and tried to shoot the cops and kill the cops, and the cops returned fire. He is dead. The perpetrator is dead. Yes.
Clarify how many weapons the...
We think there's only two, there's only one weapon from the perpetrator, and then, of course, the police officers in defending themselves. Yes, miss?
Have you got any information about the gun yet? Like, how to get a hold of it,
We have no information, miss. That's the trouble, and we'll be happy to, as we get information later in the day, One Police Plaza will be happy to put it out, but it's just the very preliminary times, and we don't want to speculate on everything. We do know the number of people shot, and we do know that the victim is dead and that the perpetrator is dead. Yes, sir.
Where was the construction worker, and do we know who he is? And is he the hero in this?
I don't know. We all use the words hero. He did what he should have done. He identified what he saw to the police. When he saw something, he said something and then turned it over to the professionals, and that's that. Yes.
Did you say that some shots were fired by the police that might have injured some of the bystanders?
We don't know. There's speculation that that's what happened. But we do know that we have on tape the perpetrator pulled his gun out and tried to shoot at the cops, whether he got off any bullets or not, to be determined. How many he shot earlier, to be determined. We do know that the cops fired back. The tape clearly shows the guy has the gun out and is trying to kill the police officers. We just said, miss, he worked for an apparel company, women's apparel. Yes, miss.
Any shots did the officers fire?
We're still under investigation. We don't know. The details are going to change, and later on today, 1PP will put it out. I don't want to give you any misinformation. Yes, miss.
What are the officers in the process of doing right now, and how long is this perimeter going to
take? Well, it's going to take a while. We always look for shell casings. We look for witnesses. We look at videos from building security cameras. The police go through a honed checklist of looking for evidence without destroying anything and getting as many witnesses. If anybody's seen anything, if you call the police department, call 311 and they'll connect you with the appropriate people, and we'd love to have every bit of information. We'll take one or two more because I think we're just going about the same things. I want to see anybody new.
Say anything, Commissioner?
We don't think the government said anything. Would you?
Unknown at this time.
Unknown. It happened very quickly. It happened very recently. Do we know where the suspect? Where's the suspect from? The shooter?
He lives in Manhattan.
Yes, last question, miss.
Mr. Mayor, also, at this point, you said that there were multiple shots from officers possibly inadvertently hitting civilians.
Where it's under investigation. We just don't know.
The only two officers to fire shots, those that the suspect.
We believe the only shots were fired by the perpetrator and by the police department. There's no evidence that anybody else was involved. The police department was two officers who were there.
Two officers.
That's correct. Okay. That's all we know at this point in time. If it's something different, yes. If not, we're going to go over the same thing.
Yeah. The altercation happened on the street. Did the suspect get into the building and then was chased?
We don't know where he came from. Everything occurred outside. And it happened to be near the Empire State Building, but as far as we know, there was no connection to nobody going in or out. The company that he worked for is a local company, but not in the Empire State Building, is my understanding. All right, last question, miss. Yes, it's a .45 caliber pistol that has
Eight magazine holes. And yes, miss, last question. Is that your question? We just don't know. We don't know anything about it. It's much too early. You know, what I want to do is assure everybody this is nothing to do with terrorism. There's clearly a murderer here and a murder victim. The police responded very quickly because they were on the scene, a post where we assign police officers in a normal course of protecting this city. There were a number of shots fired. The perpetrator clearly turned his gun on the police and tried to shoot them. Whether he got off any bullets, we just don't know yet. The cops returned fire, killing him. That's what we know. And that everybody else that was shot was just grazed or is going to survive. There's no reason to think that any of them were that serious. I can't hear a word you're saying, huh? That's what we think, miss. We don't know anything about the perpetrator, so it's just all speculation at this point. That's what we were told. We've not yet interviewed the company or all of the things that we will do, and then we'll be able to better answer the questions later on. I think that's yes, go ahead. You didn't. Say again? The name of the perpetrator?
Johnson.
Jeffrey Johnson. Jeffrey Johnson.
J-O-H-N.
J-O-H, yes. And the name of the company is
Hazan, Hazan Imports.
Okay. Miss, we don't know. You're asking questions we don't yet have information for. I think we've had enough. We've got to go back and do our job. Yes, Stan.
Whether the murder victim was involved in the disgruntled employee.
We just don't know anything about it. You can't take no for an answer. As soon as we find out, we're going to interview everybody, and then we will get the information will come out of 1PP. So, you know, it's a terrible thing. Our first thoughts are for the murder victim, and then prayers that, thank God, nobody else was seriously injured and that they will all recover. And once again, there's an awful lot of guns out there. Thank you very much.
Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly with a live briefing at the scene of the shooting this morning around 9 a.m. near the Empire State Building. Two people are dead. To recap, the shooter and his intended victim. The gunman is described as a disgruntled former employee of a company in the area. He shot and killed a former colleague, a 41-year-old, whose identity is for the moment being withheld until they can notify the next of kin. The gunman was identified as 53-year-old Jeffrey Johnson, who does not appear to have a criminal record, they say. An additional 9 individuals were wounded or grazed during the gunfire, according to the police commissioner. A .45-caliber handgun is believed to be the weapon. Johnson had been employed for 6 years at Hazan Imports as a women's accessories designer. He was recently laid off, Commissioner Kelly said. The mayor and police commissioner did this news conference, making it very clear that this is all the information they have and making it very clear as well that this was not an act of public terrorism in the way we usually think of it. With me now are Eugene O'Donnell, professor of law and police science at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, a former police officer and former prosecutor, and at the scene, Ozzie Pabura from Capitol, New York, who's been reporting from there this morning. Hello, Gene. Hello, Ozzie.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Ozzie, first, any reaction to anything you heard from the mayor there? Anything new or anything jump out at you?
Well, I think what was interesting was the admission by the mayor that there might have been an incident of where witnesses or bystanders were hit with gunfire, which may have come from the police. That's something the mayor said, and I believe it's something that Ray Kelly said. And it's an early report. It's not totally confirmed, but they're at least acknowledging that may have been the case. And I guess that's what happens when there's a crowded, very heavily populated scene and gunfire erupts between a criminal and police officers.
So, Professor O'Donnell, as a former police officer, it must be the most horrible situation a police officer can be in. You're in a crowded place like 34th Street and 5th Avenue. There's a gunman apparently in the act of firing and maybe even firing at you, at police officers. But you never want to open fire in a crowded area. How do you make that decision?
It's real hard. The only caveat here is that the police who were on scene, are high alert officers. It is the Empire State Building, so they are on alert, but you're still shocked as could be when you actually see weapons coming out and you get this kind of report. And also the confusion that ensues in an event like this. You're taking the word of a bystander. By the way, it sounds like there was tremendous heroism on the part of civilians, which is not a surprise. New York has a lot of real brave people that step into the fray. But, you have fragmented reports. You have a quickly deteriorating situation. You're trying to figure out what's happening. And it does not sound as though this individual fired at the police. It sounds like, and it sounds like they can document that he took his weapon out. It sounds like it's on video. And after that, that's what caused the police to fire.
Do you expect, Professor O'Donnell, there to be any serious questioning from the sketchy details we have so far of how the police acted?
I'm sure there will be. I mean, this is a police department that takes firearms discharges very seriously, so they don't just shrug their shoulders. There'll be a review. There'll be a investigation. They have an internal review board that will look at it. This does sound like a very cold, calculating character, though. It sounds like somebody who, wherever he started from, he carried a gun to this place, and it sounds like he had an intention not only to kill this person, but my first thought was it might be a suicide by cop, that he waited for the police. But no, it sounds like he tried to stealthily make his getaway. So, but people should be assured that this is happens to be a homicide that took place at the in the vicinity of the Empire State Building. But it's an act of workplace violence. It's not an act of terrorism, fortunately.
Ozzie, the mayor did make a reference to there being lots of guns out there, but he didn't use this moment to give a big speech about gun control like he did after the Aurora, Colorado shooting.
Right. I think, again, they're still trying to get information as to who the suspected shooter is. There's really not a lot of information, and the mayor kept on stressing it. But he was asked something about whether or not the suspected shooter had any kind of a criminal record, which again would raise a red flag as to if he did, how would he obtain a firearm. And so far, what the mayor said was he did not appear to have a criminal record, which means this may not be the best scenario for him to make one of the cases that he's made frequently, which is that there are lax enforcement of current gun control laws. So this may not be the best scene or example for him to talk about one of the most often discussed complaints about current gun control laws.
And apparently, Professor O'Donnell, police were on the scene very quickly, and I picked up on one thing that was said at this news conference that seemed to indicate that there are a lot of that there is a presence, an anti-terror presence around the Empire State Building, because it's the Empire State Building, in an ongoing way that facilitated a quicker response than might ordinarily have been possible to this incident. Did it sound like that to you?
Yeah, that's a very hard target. This demonstrates that crazy people, it's very hard to deter crazy people. This is about as hard a target as you can get in that vicinity. And didn't stop this guy from apparently deliberately going in there to do this shooting. So the good news is the police were there. They were able to respond. Fortunately, nobody was killed other than this poor person that was killed, who was the employer or co-worker. So,
Ozzie, if I could insert one political question to you as a political reporter. City Council Speaker Christine Quinn was there on the podium with the mayor and police commissioner. She, of course, is a mayoral hopeful, said to be the closest to Mayor Bloomberg's positions. And we should mention she is the council member who represents that district. But I thought at first when I saw her included with just the mayor and the police commissioner that, oh, they're throwing her a little perk here. She did not, however, speak at the news conference. So do you think it should be seen as in a political light at all that Christine Quinn was invited?
Well, no other elected official who represents the area, the assembly member or the state senator or even the congress member, were there. So in one sense, you're right to raise it as a question. And she is the best known of the candidates who is running to replace the mayor. But it's still too early to tell whether or not how much of it was a political decision. She didn't contribute anything to the Q&A, but it's unclear as to what type of decision making went into to having her there. But in this kind of situation, when it's an immediate, very quickly, fast moving set of facts, high attention, there's a number of reasons why a person might be seen there. But in politics, when you can, you know, anyone can sort of stipulate as to how that might have happened, but I think it's too early. And I'm pretty sure nobody wanted to take too many political questions at this event.
I guess not. Ozzie Pabra from Capitol, New York, who was reporting from the scene of the shooting earlier today at the Empire State Building, or right outside the Empire State Building, and Eugene O'Donnell, professor of law and police science at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, former police officer. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Good day, Brian.
Thank you.
And just to recap, Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Kelly just held a live briefing at the scene. Two people are dead, the shooter and his intended victim. The gunman is described as a disgruntled former employee of a company in the area. He was a designer of women's accessories at a company called Hazan, and he was laid off recently. There were, however, 9 individuals wounded or grazed during the gunfire, with the possibility being that most or all were hit by police gunfire as they shot and killed the victim. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, how do you raise your kids to not have anxiety disorders in an anxious world? Stay with us.